This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, everywhere we turn, it seems like it's another crisis, it's more bad news, the border is not secure, the war rages on between Israel and Hamas, it rages on in Ukraine, we have these protests now happening, USC has now canceled their commencements, maybe other colleges will follow suit because of the mobs that are trying to take over. But just when you thought, folks, that would be it, that was all the stuff we'd have to deal with at this point, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it is a very concerning factor as well. The H5N1 bird flu virus is now going through cattle herds in the United States for the first time. It's a mammal-to-mammal transmission, of course, and that means that scientists are concerned that it could spread to humans. We don't want to go through another 2020 all over again. My friends, this is the time. I don't know. And you know what? We're not going to run home and get under the bed. We're going to meet this stuff head on. That's the only way we can do this is you sometimes just got to go through it, right? And that's exactly what I think we're going to do. We are going to hunker down and we are going to get this stuff solved and settled and sorted, as our friends across the pond might say. And that's just that, okay? That's the attitude I want to have, okay? I think we can steel ourselves to that. All right, folks, it is the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you here on the program. You know, you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you like, you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, don't forget, we have all the live streams for the program over at kylewarrenshow.com. The live streams are right there, easy to get to, and especially welcome to everybody finding us on TalkStream Live this morning. That is really cool. We're seeing a lot more of that, and we appreciate that. And wherever you're listening to us from, in fact, I got a great direct message earlier today from a great listener who had a wonderful request for Country Music Monday. So I'm sure we're going to put that into the list. But Scott, listening on AM 860, The Answer, also catches us on Spotify as well. And I appreciate your message very much, Scott. And yes, that's a great Elvis Costello song. We'll definitely get that in the mix for Country Music Monday. Thank you so much for the suggestion. And he says he likes the show, loves the show. We appreciate that, Scott. Thanks so much. Again, that really does make my day to hear from listeners like that. So, folks, you can do the same thing. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can also give us a call, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, 822-7959, area code 949, of course. Yeah, probably should have given the area code first. All right. So once again, folks, a lot to talk about. Yes, USC has canceled their commencement because of the logistics involved, the cost of having what they call about 65,000 people come to their campus on the graduation day for the main graduation. The other school graduations and specialty graduations are not being affected. And I would say at this point, yet. Okay, only because when you have an unruly mob on your campus with no end in sight, or you have these events, which unfortunately now are being latched onto by these groups and by these groups of students and agitators and bad actors, that means that a lot of people, could be affected by that. And it is just a shame that so many young people who went to college to get their degree, to either go on to grad school, or they're going to become doctors or lawyers or get into a field of their choice, and they wanted to get that college degree to give them that foundation. If they can't walk through their graduation ceremony, you know, unmolested, that is a shame, and it's a terrible thing. But you know what? Make no mistake, these different groups that are causing these problems, they could care less. They could care less about any of that. They could care less about the expense. And in many cases, of course, even for the parents, there's a sacrifice, a substantial sacrifice involved when their kids go to school. And so it's just ruinous, and it's not a good thing at all. But let's listen in here real quick, because we've got, of course, this immunity hearing at the Supreme Court, or these arguments that we're hearing at the Supreme Court regarding possible presidential immunity. Donald Trump, of course, was outside the courtroom and made some statements about that. He had made some statements about the trial itself, but then he was walking away. And there was a question that was shouted to him about the Supreme Court, and he came on back and discussed it. Let's listen in to what President Trump had said.
I think that the Supreme Court has a very important argument before it today. I would have loved to have been there, but this judge would not allow that to happen. I should be there, but he wouldn't allow it to happen. I think he puts himself above the Supreme Court, which is unfortunate, isn't it? But the argument on immunity is very important. The president has to have immunity. This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with a president in the future, for 100 years from now. If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president. You're just going to be doing nothing. You're not going to take any of the risks, both good and bad. I mean, you're going to make some great decisions and save the country. You're going to make some decisions which are unfortunate, but that's the way it is. But you're not going to do anything if you don't have immunity, because otherwise you're going to be prosecuted after you leave office for doing something like going into an area, going into a country, doing lots of things that you wouldn't be doing. And we don't want a ceremonial president. We have to have a real president.
All right. Well, he's making a lot of sense there, isn't he, folks? Donald Trump outside the courtroom there in New York City. When we come back from the break, I want to unpack a couple of these things that he's talking about. Did you hear that term? Ceremonial president? That's key, folks. That's key. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back as we go into warp speed for hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, that's exactly right, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. And, yeah, we just can't get enough of those quotes from Sheila Jackson Lee about the nature of the moon and the nature of the sun. Well, but I guess we do agree that the sun is a mighty heat. But I'll tell you, it goes back even to, we see some of these kids on these college campuses and, they can't discern what Hamas is all about. They can't discern what October 7th was all about. And maybe they do. And if they do, and if they agree with Hamas insofar as that October 7th was the right prescriptive action that they should take, then, folks, we have major, major problems in this country. Yes, the border is a major problem. Yes, the economy is a major problem. Yes, these existential threats are a major problem. But if we have people walking among us who think that Hamas did the right thing on October 7th, I don't know. That seems to really eclipse. See what I did there with the Sheila Jackson Lee quotes? Could really eclipse some of these other issues that we're dealing with, which are also major, huge issues to deal with. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And don't forget, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. Operators are standing by. I do want to go back over just briefly what Donald Trump was talking about outside that courthouse or outside the courtroom there in New York City, where he was asked about what the Supreme Court was hearing arguments about regarding presidential immunity, the extent to which a president would have immunity after leaving office for acts done while in office. And it's interesting because he used that term, ceremonial president. And I thought for a moment, you know what? That's exactly, I don't think he said it
on just out of just as a matter of course. I don't think it sort of came to him, hey, this is a great term to use. I think he's actually talking about what we're seeing with Joe Biden. Now, how many times have we had callers to the show? How many times have I and our regular contributors talked about the idea of who's in charge of this stuff? Who's actually making the decisions? I sometimes sort of whimsically refer to it as the people in the basement of the White House. You know, I think that's probably pretty connotative, although they probably have pretty nice offices somewhere in the West Wing. But nevertheless, the basement of the White House, I think, is exactly connotative of what we're talking about. But all kidding aside, Joe Biden doesn't seem to be sitting behind the Resolute desk saying, you know, now listen, the buck stops here. All right. You know, he's not yelling at anybody from the Resolute desk to say, you know, bring me the decisions to be made. You know, as George W. Bush might have said, I am the decider, right? So, and that's kind of the way he approached his decision making, his presidency. He would get all this different input and then make the decision, make the call. But that's what we expect presidents to do, right? We expect presidents to make a decision. Sometimes they have to be bolder than anybody else could be at that moment. That's why I think, and I'll just say this parenthetically, that's why I think traditionally, if you look at pictures of presidents when they went into office, and then a picture of them when they come out of office, they have changed dramatically, right? They've changed dramatically. And that's not a partisan thing. It's just, and yes, everybody ages differently. I get that too. But generally speaking, you look at the before and after pictures of presidents through time, and it's always a very dramatic change. And that's because they've got that weight. They literally, if you want to know what the weight of the world feels, then be the president, because that is exactly how to describe it, the weight of the world. But that's what we hire them for. That's why we go through this heretofore, you know, job application process. And of course now it's still that in a sense, I'm sure, but it's also, you know, changed in very dramatic ways as well. But generally speaking, this is why we hire them. Now, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who do you think can have that weight of the world on them and still be able to make decisions, to reason it out or to understand what's happening and then make a decision? Now, I know there are a lot of people who just don't like Donald Trump, so they're like to say, well, Donald Trump doesn't reason about anything. He's this or he's that. He's Hitler. He's whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Right? So that, I think, is always going to be a certain percentage. But really, even listening to Donald Trump in that clip we had right before the break, Donald Trump talks about these subjects, and he just can talk about them extemporaneously. Joe Biden has to have the note cards. He will not really engage. They pull him back. They don't have a lot of media interviews with Joe Biden. And it's all obvious. We all know the obvious reason why. And that gets me back to my point about ceremonial president. Ceremonial president is sort of what we're witnessing right now, I think, in many ways. Joe Biden doesn't know really what's going on. I think that's obvious. He has, some notes, or I'm sure he's prepped or briefed in some way. But really, we can't sit down with Joe Biden and have an ongoing conversation. We can't say, okay, Mr. President, for the next 30 minutes, we're just going to sort of talk about issues in the world. Donald Trump can do that, right? There are many other presidential candidates who essentially could do that. And, you know, but that's what we expect. But Joe Biden can't do that. But also, who's the one person who can break through the ceremonial president blockade, as it were? That's going to be Donald Trump. because he has taken all this. He's had a lot more than the weight of the world on him, because not just being president, have to make those tough decisions, but to have the Biden administration and the far left and the media and everybody else, all with the kitchen sink, come in and literally try to destroy you, lock, stock, and barrel, right? And just crush you into little atoms. That's what they're trying to do. And yet Donald Trump shows up every day. He's got fire in the belly to do what he believes needs to be done. All right, let's head over. We've got a little bit of time in this segment. Let's head over and talk to Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Kyle.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Good morning. I thought I'd call in a little bit early, see if I could get on a little bit
earlier. Sure. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. What's going on?
Just an observation. The liberal media, the Trump-hating media, they're melting down. If you've listened to any of it, it's just really entertaining to listen to.
Yeah.
And, to listen to all these legal experts twist the Constitution to use it as a weapon against Donald Trump is quite amazing. I don't think that this case in New York is going anywhere. I think it's an embarrassment to the criminal justice system in general. It's just defective. It's a defective indictment. So I don't know how much of it you followed.
Yeah, it is. And I think especially when you hear some of this analysis from people like Jonathan Turley and others, where's the crime? How does this even compute? And when the defense comes on, right now they're hearing the prosecution side, but the defense is going to, I think, show a lot of where this is really falling down. Now, hopefully it'll be effective. Otherwise, it's going to have to go to appeal.
Bragg, he wouldn't even identify the crime. I wonder if he even knew the crime. There's, some speculation he didn't really know the specific crime that he was going to try to tie to this. And I think it's that alone is unconstitutional. As defendants, you have to know what you're being charged with.
Right. Exactly right. See, you and I get that. But, they're obviously doing this. Yeah.
It's totally fundamental. I mean, hopefully the American public can see through this for what it is.
Yeah.
It's just an abusive prosecutorial discretion.
Yeah. Do you want to hold over through the break, Neil?
Are you going to be on tomorrow night?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we got to go, though. We're heading out to break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
The special counsel attorney argued against absolute immunity. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been overturned due to an error by the judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, has sailed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago, halting maritime traffic. The ship sailing under a Panamanian flag is headed for St. John, Canada. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, there is an irony of these protesters and activists protesting in a free country in support of a group that wants to make sure nobody lives in a free country. You know, it's really unsettling, and it's so far off the beaten path that, you know, it's hard for us to really process that, I think. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. A great call from Neil in Henderson, and really glad to hear from Neil this morning. We're back, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number. Also, my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message. We've also got the live streams over there. So definitely, if you ever want to check out the live stream for the program, definitely head over to KyleWarrenShow.com because we have those streams right over there for you. All right. You know, I was just talking about the ceremonial president thing. And, yeah, that's exactly what Joe Biden seems to be for the most part. For the most part. And when President Trump began to use that term, it really started to coalesce because I think the left has now decided it, and probably in the most important ways, that maybe they think ceremonial president's probably the way to go. I think this also has to do with why are they running Joe Biden again? Right? Joe Biden is having real trouble. And, you know, Joe Biden's a person. He's obviously suffering from whatever these ailments are, how they're affecting him. And it's all very real, right? Now, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I haven't examined Joe Biden, so I don't have a diagnosis in the grand sense. You know, but if, like I said before, if this was Grandpa, you'd realize something's wrong with Grandpa, and we got to get him to we got to give him some help, right? But we're not going to let Grandpa drive the car. We're not going to let him fly the plane. We're not going to have him make big decisions because there's something going wrong here. And we want to show care, basically. But that being said, I think that's another reason why the Democrat Party leader is saying, man, we're going to stick with Biden. His poll numbers are dismal. The economy's terrible. He can't hold it together on stage. He doesn't know where to go to get off the stage. And on it goes. But yet we're going to stick with Joe Biden when they could have very easily have changed horses at this point and may still do it, you know, but I'm just leaving that open. But they want to keep the ceremonial presidency. Last thing they want is for Gavin Newsom to come in and go, okay, I'm the president now. And by virtue of that, I'm going to start calling some shots here. Joe Biden's like, I don't know what shots, I don't know what about any shots. I don't get it. You know, I'm not calling any shots. And that's exactly the way that they want it, I'm sure. And I'm just kind of throwing it out there, right? I mean, it's anecdotal. It's my speculation, but it does seem to kind of fit with what Trump is talking about. And albeit for maybe some different reasons and so forth, but ceremonial president certainly would obtain if you're able to be prosecuted for every little thing coming out of office. Former President Trump had a great point with that, too. Then you're not free to make the decisions you need to make for the country. And, you know, trying to put a lot of the partisanship aside, a lot of the, you know, no matter what the president of the other party does, it's always terrible. I'm talking about, you know, actual real problems where you have to have a decision by a president. And hopefully that decision is the right one, or it has to do with us coming under attack or any of these kinds of things. But also, and I will digress here just for a moment, we also know that unfortunately you have some people that really kind of have drunk the Kool-Aid about the idea of America. And America being bad. It was founded on bad principles. It was founded in their minds on slavery. It was this and that. And it's got to come down. You know, it's got to be changed. It's got to be changed in a fundamental, transformational way. That's exactly what they believe. So now it seems that even when we have these threats, even when you have countries like Iran doing these very bad things, this administration and these far-left elite still can't pull themselves together enough to really go after them or to even really criticize them. So we're stuck with Uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals, right? And then so now that's the big thing, right, that has to be worried about. But a lot of that is distraction, of course. Of course it is. So let's listen in here because we heard from President Trump. Now let's listen to Jonathan Turley, also on Fox News. Interview, we had a portion of this earlier, but this is a different portion where he's talking about this idea. The question is put to him about this notion of having a ceremonial president, and that's not the way that we do things here in this country. Let's listen to his take on that.
Yeah, and that is, in fact, the motivating, you know, theme of the Fitzgerald case. When the court last looked at the civil immunity issue and issued that opinion, it said we don't want that chilling effect upon presidents where they have to constantly wonder if this decision's going to land me in a civil case. The question is, does that apply in criminal cases? And I think the court's going to have a really tough time grappling with this. But there's also practical issues here. Let's say that the court wants a third option, something more nuanced. This is, after all, an incrementalist court. They tend to try to take small steps, not great leaps. If that's the case, the most obvious thing for them to do would be to remand it back to the district court to say, we need you to look at more carefully at this record and what here is really related to his office, what you know, where do these questions fall? If they do that, I don't think that they could try the president before the election. And if they don't try the president before the election, Jack Smith may never see a jury in either of these cases.
Trump would have to win. You'd have to...
So there you have Jonathan Turley. That's right. If Trump wins, then I think a lot of that becomes moot. But even as former President Trump was talking about, you know, this kind of decision actually affects every president looking far into the future. So, my friends, you know, this is a big deal. And obviously there's, sometimes I think that part of it is, you know, just the blind hatred. You have to get Trump no matter what. We'll throw all these things out the window. But, you know, a lot of times I really think that, they're damaging everything so terribly that the next generation is going to literally be completely handcuffed by all this stuff. And we do have big foes out there across the world. You know, China is constantly churning, whether it's their Belt and Road Initiative, whether it's their ability to, bring people into this country, as we've seen coming across the border, and to be able to have people, in very, sensitive, well, I say sensitive, but being in positions where there could be some real damage done if it hits the fan. You know, you might think about this. Well, at some point, President Xi is going to say, okay, we're reuniting, quote unquote, Taiwan. Well, they're probably going to preface that or in concert with their activities in Taiwan at that point, that stuff is going to start happening here. So that we're not able to coordinate any kind of real response, coming from the general region, for example, Japan, and so forth. You know, they're going to do stuff like that. So we always have to be able to be ready for something that could happen like that. And hopefully it never does. But that's all part of national security. So a lot of this presidential immunity stuff, too, I think can blend into that and simply continue to literally make us weaker. And go back to my earlier comments, right? You've got a lot of people who find themselves in pretty big positions in government from a particular political party who might have these notions about America which are not the best, and believe that somehow America's in the wrong, it always has been, and needs to be taken down a notch. Just a figure of speech. Obviously, I think they want more. But stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Going to pay a couple of bills for the program, and then we shall return. So stay right there on this wonderful Friday morning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, well, there's probably a lot of walking away from the USC at this point. I don't even want to get into that. All right, folks, continuing here on Friday morning. We are having a great time, and it's great to be here. And I will tell you this. This is the best job in the world. It really, really is. And I have you to thank for that. And I want to thank everybody for your great direct messages. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your kind words. Thanks for just letting us know that you're out there. And I really, really do appreciate it. I know everybody here at the program does. And I just want to take a moment just to say that. All right, so here we are, of course. So we've got a lot more going on this Friday morning, of course. In a moment, we'll have another great song. It is Freedom Friday, which means we can play anything that we want. I think that's kind of cool, too. But in the meantime, we do want to tell you about, obviously, we continue to watch these protests on campus. It's continuing to be, I think it's going to expand. I think it's going to get, I hate to say, I don't want to say it's going to get worse, but I do think that they feel that they're getting traction and they're obviously getting all this coverage and everything. And that's part of what they want. This from Breitbart, a New York union leader says that Democrat policies are pushing voters towards Republicans and that the vast majority of his 9,000 members back former President Donald Trump over President Joe Biden. All right, as Biden might say, no joke, for real, right? Bob Bartles, manager of the Steamfitters Local 638, caught up with both Newsmax and Fox News on Thursday morning in Manhattan after Trump stopped by a construction site on his way to his business records trial. Bartles told Newsmax correspondent Addison Smith that it was, quote, very exciting that Trump stopped at the site and emphasized that most of his members are former Democrats, but far-left policies are driving blue-collar workers to the right. In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us, and after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side, he said. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. In a separate interview with Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends on Thursday morning, the union representative told host Brian Kilmeade he polled his members on whom they support in the presidential election, and Trump smoked Biden. Let me repeat that. And Trump smoked Biden all together now, and Trump smoked Biden. I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. Folks, that's huge. That's huge, isn't it? And I'm really, I think we should all be buoyed by this kind of thing, because it means that, you know, despite messaging that comes out from the Democrats and the media, real people actually see what's happening. Real people actually, you know, change their minds on what they want to do and what they think is going to be best for the country. And I'm telling you, the Democrat Party elite, far left elite, they are just going to be discombobulated about this kind of stuff. It's kind of cool, isn't it? All right. Well, folks, let's take a moment here. We got another great song this morning. Freedom Friday, it is. And we'll talk to Denise Simon here in just a few moments. But this is the kind of song where no matter what's happening, you can't be sad. You can't be down. You can't be dejected in any way, shape, or form thanks to this song and thanks to a crazy little thing called love. Oh, yeah. Crazy little thing called love. Real ready, Freddy, I think. And again, this is the kind of song, folks, that literally whatever's happening, whatever's going on, you know, it just kind of lifts you up. It kind of makes you smile a little bit. And that's what we're doing here on Friday morning as well. Whatever you're doing across the overnights in America, whatever your job might be, or if you're up with us early in the morning, and you are just wanting to talk about the news and politics of the day, that's one of the things we do here on the program, and we hope that it has a great impact for you. All right, well, speaking about having a great impact, we have none other than Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's actually here, folks. Without further ado, we've got Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind if I sort of build up the intro a little bit. Yes, we need some kind of, you know, swelling symphonic music or something. That's right. No. But welcome, of course, Denise. Happy Friday. And
you too. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And here we go. USC is now the first, I hate to say the first, to cancel their commencement. Do you think this is going to be a trend?
Well, you know, what a sad situation. You sacrifice a whole graduating class, all the work, all the anticipation, all the excitement for a handful of people. I mean,
yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think they have a fear, obviously, that's not unfounded. And at the same time, there's a lot of cost involved trying to create the kind of security environment they would really need.
Well, you know, I would start sending security costs, bills for law enforcement to these groups. And, mm-hmm. you know, you hold the graduation. I mean, why are we letting the bad guys win? Oh, never mind.
No, I hear you. And because it, a lot of times it feels like, well, it's kind of by design more than anything, because this weakens the United States. It weakens our ability to support Israel. And that's kind of by design, I think.
Risk averse is the risk.
Yep. Well, exactly. Well, you know, a lot of times when there are big events, and certainly when there's presidential things going on, they'll shut down things for blocks. And there may be protesters, but protesters are in a pretty much a different area, this kind of thing. But that's, you know, humongously expensive, I'm sure. I don't know if that's practical for all these college graduations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really just don't know how to say it. You say, if this is where if you want to protest, this is where you're going to do it, because we have this event that we're not canceling. And if you impede this, then you will be arrested for violating civil liberty, civil rights under Title VI.
Mm-hmm.
Not just trespassing, not disturbing the peace. This is a civil rights violation, period, Title VI. But then again, you know, where's the Department of Justice? I mean,
yeah, they're prosecuting Trump. That's what they're doing, basically. But yeah, or they're, you know, going after other people for speaking their minds, but not for this. You're right. All right, Denise, stay right there. We are coming right back after the top of the hour news. Much more with Denise Simon here on this wonderful Friday morning. We like to call Freedom Friday, so stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Lots more to come.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.